Leading the news, the search resumes for two snowboarders this morning missing in the Victorian Alps. Police hold grave fears for Martin Buckland and Daniel Kerr, who haven't been heard from since Thursday. Their families say they're devastated by their disappearance. Yesterday, a group of walkers found the pair's tent with sleeping bags and other equipment inside. Olympic swimmer Ian Thorpe says he lied about his sexuality because he was worried about the public reaction. The five-time Olympic champion has revealed he's gay during a TV interview with the British broadcaster Michael Parkinson. Thorpe says he felt hurt when he was first questioned about his sexuality when he was just 16.
If I wasn't asked, I feel as though I would have been much younger when I came out and being comfortable about this.
Yes.
Ian Thorpe there. Thousands of Palestinians are fleeing northern parts of Gaza after Israel warned it was targeting the area. Israeli airstrikes and Hamas rocket attacks have continued unabated now for 6 days. The Palestinian death toll has now reached almost 170. And the federal government hopes to have the carbon tax gone by the end of the week. Government ministers spent the weekend negotiating an amendment with the Palmer United Party that will ensure the savings are passed on to consumers. PUP senators will meet this morning to hopefully sign off on the amendments.